Editor. When the town of Canmore originally implemented paid parking at Quarry Lake in 2021, there was an outcry from residents of neighboring communities. The town dutifully agreed to look into options for Bow Valley residents in the future. Now in 2022, the town has announced parking spaces cost money and simply introduced lower-priced options for Quarry Lake. I am not sure I agree that $10 for 2 hours is lower priced, but I am sure I should be grateful to have options this year instead of the upfront $20 for 4 hours, which was offered last summer. I realize parking spaces are expensive to maintain, and I think it is great that the revenue will be put towards a bus route to Quarry Lake in the Nordic Center. However, as a low-income Bow Valley resident, I cannot afford to pay $10 every time I want to visit Quarry Lake. As a parent with 2 children under 3, it would be a feat of endurance for me to park somewhere in Canmore, load up my kids and accompanying paraphernalia to catch a bus to Quarry Lake and repeat this for the return journey. Since last fall, I have been attending the wonderful parented program offered by Nature's Tracks Forest Play with my children. The program takes place predominantly at Quarry Lake, with Deep Winter based at the Nordic Center. Adding the cost of 2 hours of parking each week to the program costs means I will not be able to afford to continue bringing my kids to this amazing program. What happened to the idea of a yearly pass for Bow Valley locals? An option similar to the conservation pass would be a friendly move from the town of Canmore to the rest of the valley. I am happy to pay towards a parking space, but $10 for 2 hours seems a little steep. Abigail Edwards, Banff.